From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. He's dead. French officials have confirmed the suspected ringleader of last week's Paris attacks was killed in a police raid Wednesday. Lisa Bryant has more.
Belgian jihadist Abdelhamid Abaoud has eluded police for months. He's boasted of staging attacks for the Islamic State group and appears to have sneaked back into Europe from Syria undetected. Most recently, he's believed to be the planner of last Friday's attacks in the French capital that killed 129 people and wounded another 350. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
European Union Justice and Interior Ministers will hold crisis talks in Brussels Friday to discuss security issues raised by the Paris attacks.
Le scrutin est clos. Voici le résultat du scrutin.
French lawmakers voted Thursday to extend by 3 months the state of emergency declared after last week's attacks. U.S. President Barack Obama says efforts to defeat the Islamic State group will not succeed until there is a political agreement in Syria. Mr. Obama said he does not believe that agreement should leave President Bashar al-Assad in power. The president spoke Thursday on the sidelines of an Asia-Pacific conference in the Philippines. The Republican-controlled U.S. House of Representatives voted Thursday to suspend President Barack Obama's plan to resettle 10,000 Iraqi and Syrian refugees in the United States in the next year. Mr. Obama is promising to veto the measure if it passes the Senate and says he anticipates his resettlement plan will go forward. Russia has signed an agreement to build the first nuclear power plant in Egypt. That announcement concerning the Dabah nuclear power station project came during a televised ceremony attended by the Egyptian president. This is VOA News. Western officials, as well as allies in the Middle East, are trying to keep a close watch on what may be a growing chemical weapons program by the Islamic State terrorist group. French Prime Minister Manuel Valls issued the latest warning Thursday. Kurdish officials have repeatedly accused Islamic State fighters of trying to employ chemical weapons in Iraq and Syria. The leading candidate for the 2016 Democratic presidential nomination in the U.S. is calling for a more aggressive American campaign against Islamic State terrorists. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says a bigger U.S. aerial bombardment against the militants is needed. She said no other country but America can rally the world to defeat ISIS.
Only the United States can mobilize common action on a global scale, and that's exactly what we need. The entire world must be part of this fight, but we must lead it.
Hillary Clinton said the goal should not be to contain the terrorist group, but to defeat it. Two people have been killed and two wounded in a stabbing attack in the Israeli city of Tel Aviv. Reports say bystanders detained the Palestinian suspect after Thursday's attack and handed him over to police. Police used water cannon Thursday to disrupt protests in Manila. The protests were aimed at Asia-Pacific leaders as they wrapped up a summit. The meetings focused on economic issues, territorial disputes, and global efforts to combat terrorism. China is condemning the Islamic State group's execution of a Chinese citizen and is pledging to bring those who carried out the act to justice. China has been using the recent terrorist attacks in Paris to highlight what it says is the need for a more coordinated response to terrorism. Afghan officials and insurgent sources say the Taliban has captured a remote district in the northeastern province of Badakhshan. This is the second time this year that insurgents have overrun the Yamgan district. A provincial spokesman says security forces have staged a tactical retreat and taken positions in surrounding villages awaiting reinforcements for a counteroffensive to begin. The state prosecutor's office in Bosnia says it is investigating the killing of two Bosnian soldiers in Sarajevo as a terrorism case. One of the dead soldiers is a Muslim and the other is a Bosnian Serb. The longtime television ad pitchman for Subway, the world's biggest fast food chain, was sentenced to 15 years and 8 months in prison for paying for sex with underage girls and distributing child pornography. U.S. District Judge Tanya Walton Pratt sentenced Jared Fogel on Thursday in federal court in the central state of Indiana after he pleaded guilty to the charges. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.